Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm your host, Steve Hunt. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. And remember, you can always go to alaskapublic.org to download old episodes or to subscribe to our podcast. Well, a lot of theater companies in the area take the summer off planning for their fall seasons and other things they have coming up. But there's one theater company many people know about that produces shows all year round. That theater company, of course, is Cyrano's Theater Company. They have a show opening tonight. The show is called Sela. And we have three people from that show here today as our guests. We have first the playwright, Chantal Bilodeau. I mispronounced your name, I'm sure. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
And we also have Polly Andrews, who is an actor in the show. Welcome to the show, Polly.
Hello.
And we also have Jay Burns, who has been in a lot of shows. People will recognize him from being in shows from all around the town. He's also in the show. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Thanks for having us.
So, Sela, Chantal, tell us about, first of all, what does that word mean and how does it apply to your play?
Yes, the play is set in the Canadian Arctic and the population up there is Inuit. So Sela comes from the Inuktitut language of the Inuit and it means, it's for the Inuit, it's the basic concept in their mythology. So it's the life force and it also means weather, breath, air. It's where everything comes from and where everything goes back to.
So this play does take place in Canada.
Yes.
In Baffin Bay, I believe it is.
Baffin Island,
Baffin
yes.
Baffin Island, sorry. And this tell us a little bit about what happens in the play or what the play is about. Give us some background as to what we're going to see when we come to see this show.
Yeah, the play is part of a cycle of eight plays called the Arctic Cycle, which is one play for each of the countries of the Arctic that looks at the social and ecological changes taking place in those countries. And Sela is set on Baffin Island, and it looks at the various interests that are bearing down on that region, scientific, economic, ecological, and how that's affecting the culture, the environment. And it follows seven characters who, at the beginning of the play, are pretty separate and throughout the course of the play, their lives become more intertwined and they have to learn to sort of work together to achieve their goals.
And so a play is not a play without characters. So that's a nice segue over to Polly or to Jay. Which one of you wants to start first about telling us about the character or characters that you're playing in the show? You're both pointing at each other.
She's pointing at me.
Go ahead, Jay.
I'll start. So I am playing Jean, a climate scientist, and my goal is to stop here briefly, but to get up to the far north where I'm going to take some measurements and, you know, do some climate science work. But it doesn't work out. The helicopter's broken. I'm forced to adjust my plans and interact with this community that, even though I've been coming up here for 15 years, I really have not had to before. And that doesn't always go well for Jean.
And Polly, tell us about your character.
I play two different characters. I'll talk about the mama polar bear. And she is experiencing life out on the ice with her daughter, Polar Bear. And my character goes through these experiences, including the loss of life. And so you get to see the life of Mama Polar Bear with her daughter Polar Bear and the things that are happening with them and around them. And also, in a way, mirroring that, I have the other character is Veronica, and she is a teacher. She's an Inuit teacher, and she's teaching in Iqaluit, and she also experiences a loss somewhere in the play, and this also kind of mirrors her experience and the way that she experiences a new beginning or awakening from that.
So you're actually playing these two different parts, a human and a polar bear, which is really
yes.
Interesting. Chantal, when you wrote this play, are you incorporating animal life, obviously, in the play, as well as humans? How did you visualize this play being done that way? I know you're using some masks and so forth in this play.
Yeah, the doubling is intentional, that Veronica is also the mama bear. And there's another doubling in the play, which is the daughter bear and another character I won't mention because it's a little
spoiler
bit of a surprise.
Alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Okay, we won't mention that.
And The way I wrote it, and I guess in the beginning of the play, I said this character is played by the polar bear, by the same actress who plays Veronica, or by a puppet. So anything that can represent this character, you know, whether literally or not, is fine.
As somebody who's been able to watch from afar, because I'm not playing one of the polar bear characters, and watch the because we're not using puppets, we're using masks, and they are becoming these polar bears. It's remarkable the transformation that has gone on through the rehearsal process. I love just sitting back when I can and watching the polar bear scenes. They're breathtaking.
I've always said masks are very powerful on stage because they take a person, an actor, and they combine that with that third identity with the mask, or a second identity, and they become that third identity. Was that your intention in doing this?
You know, it's actually interesting because I've seen it done with puppets where the puppets were manipulated by actors. So you had a certain merging of the two. But with masks, the merging is even stronger, where both the human and the non-human aspect are one person. And that really does speak to the themes in the play.
And I think we should say these masks aren't when you picture a mask covering somebody's face, that's not really what this is. They're kind of putting a polar bear head on them. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's an amazing thing that has been created by Margaret
Hickey Lewis, yeah. who designed the mask. And does she work with the set as well, or is it just
I don't think she worked on the set, but the masks themselves are just astounding.
Well, people who know Margaret Hickey Lewis's work will know these masks are pretty outstanding. I want to tell everybody here we're listening to, this is Stage Talk. We're talking about Cyrano's Theater Company's production of Scylla, which opens tonight, runs through July the 10th, Thursdays through Sundays. My guests are Chantal Bilodeau, pardon my French, Jay Burns, also Polly Andrews, who were here talking about the show. The show is about culture, and there are different cultures of actors in the show, correct? There are different people. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I can talk from the writing point of view. I really wanted to represent the fullness of Canada's cultures, and especially with the Arctic, the Inuit are very present. So I have the characters are French Canadian, English Canadian, and Inuit, and also with the polar bears, non-human.
Right. And talk about the actors, perhaps, what their backgrounds are who are playing these parts. Polly, go ahead.
Sure. 4 out of 7 of the actors in the play are Alaska Native people. We are born here in Alaska and raised here, and all of us are familiar with what it means to experience life in a small, remote village, very much like the setting of this play in Iqaluit. And so there are two Yupik people, one Inupiaq person, so we're Inuit, and there's one Tlingit person who is from the southeast, so that's 4 Alaska Native people within this play who very much in a way understand what it means to be a Native person in a small community, which is portrayed within this play.
And this gets back to this idea of these 8 plays called the Arctic Cycle. You're the artistic director of that, Chantal. And are you trying to bring the similarities of the Arctic world together? Polly mentioned that you can understand what it must be like with the Baffin Island people, although we're Alaska Natives here. Is there a similarity between all the peoples of the Arctic region? You're trying to bring that together or trying to explore their differences? Or what is your purpose for doing this Arctic Cycle?
A little bit of both. See the similarities, and that comes to life when I can, like in this case, where I can bring a play that's set somewhere else into a new region and people can relate to it. But also the differences. The second play of the cycle is set in Norway, and the Norwegian Arctic is so very different from the Canadian Arctic because they have a lot more resources, and they have roads who go there, which is in Canada, Baffin Island in particular, is only accessible by plane or boat.
Mm-hmm. And Jay, let's get back to you for a moment here. As an actor in the show, you're sort of bringing an outsider's point of view, aren't you, as your character to the culture?
I think, certainly to the culture. Jean is somebody who has come through here a lot, but really hasn't spent any time interacting with the Inuit, with the natives. And due to the circumstances of the play, he has to. He has to go out on the ice with a hunter. He has to try to give a presentation at Veronica, played by Polly's school. None of it really goes well for him.
Hmm. And Chantal, I want to get back one more thing about with the idea of the play, that you're addressing the changes in the environment and the culture and so forth. you've put a lot of meaning into this play, and you're trying to get across with a storyline. How is that working for you? Are you able to transfer the intellectual ideas into a visceral moment for the audience? That's maybe an unfair question to ask for you, but how is that working for you?
Yeah, you should ask the audience. I don't feel I can speak for them, but let's say my goal was really to try to bring something that I had a chance to experience as a visitor, and stories that I heard to people who may not be able to have those experiences, and to try to make that as vivid as possible for them.
And it sounds like, at least for your actors, it's coming across. Polly, talk a bit more about that. How is it coming across with you in terms of trying to get across these ideas that are in the play?
Well, that's very interesting, you know, because I first came into this play, and this is the first play that I've been a part of since 1998, and I came in saying, okay, I'm going to portray this character. And then in the midst of these past 6 weeks of putting this play together and rehearsing and getting to know the other cast members, I've really watched this come to life, and in a way it's become a reality for me. These emotions are felt, these emotions are experienced on the stage, and it's a beautiful thing to see come to life.
Jay, what about you?
I think the mix of characters and actors that we have going on here makes it terrific for me. And we also have people who have, this is their first play, but, you know, interacting with people who have done quite a bit, and it's remarkable. What I really love, though, is the legitimacy that the Native Alaskan actors are bringing to it. We're, you know, part of the main thrust of the play is climate change in a Native coastal village. And a lot of these actors know exactly what that's about.
And that's something that up here in Alaska, we know more about than perhaps down in the lower 48. Any plans for this play to perform other places than Alaska, down in the lower 48, where they might get a better understanding of what's going up here in the Arctic region? Chantal?
I don't have any firm plans yet. It's been performed in Boston and at the University of New Hampshire and University of Oregon. But there's nothing for certain coming up.
What's been the feedback in the shows that have been, in the performances done down there? Have the audiences come away with a stronger understanding of climate change and the culture that's up here?
I think so. A lot of the times people were very moved, and they were, either they had some basic understanding of what was going on, and it compelled them to go find out more, or they didn't know and they wanted to find out more.
Interesting. So we're talking about the play Sela, performing opening tonight at Sirna's Theater Company and running through July the 10th. My guests today have been Chantal Bilodeau,
yes,
Polly Andrews, and Jay Burns, who were Polly and Jay are actors with the company. Chantal is the playwright. Sounds like you're having a wonderful experience being here working with this play. Chantal, any last words you want to say about the production that you want to get across to our audience?
Yeah, I just want to say that one of my goals with this play is that it's about community, and I always hope that the play itself will create community with the actors and also with the people who come and see it.
Well, sounds great. Jay?
And, you know, also I would say, even though, you know, the play does deal with the issue of climate change, it deals with issues of loss and grief, it actually, in the end, is a very uplifting and wonderful play. I think I'm really looking forward to seeing what audiences think of it.
Well, that's a great way to end the show. Thank you all for being on the show today. For Stage Talk and for KSKA, I'm Steve Hunt.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.